This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, including finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property, and getting it rental ready. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa for private meetings. Contact Barry Cohen via WhatsApp on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.
The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
What can I say? Gen Z orcas just cannot get them out the home.
No, how funny. Anyhow, Rolene, let's get serious for a minute. Can you give us the updates on, or the latest on Operation Olive Branch, please?
Well, first of all, I think that we can all head into this weekend. And it is bittersweet because I don't think that there is a single one of us that is watching what is happening in the aftermath of the earthquake that has devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. The death toll is now at 21,000 and are not just absolutely devastated. And, you know, just a moment for the Syrians who are not in the position that Turkey is because of the Assad government, and we can come to that in a second. But I think it's also an opportunity for us to look at Israel's magnificent effort. Now, I want to be clear, Israeli medics, search and rescue personnel, our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, don't expect thank yous and press coverage. I want to be very clear about that because I get so many messages from people saying, why isn't the press covering Israel's efforts? That's not what they do it for. They do it to save lives. But I think we can all look at them with immense pride. They really represent the greatest, the best of us. And it shows you that even though Israel is a tiny country, barely the size of the Kruger National Park, when the call for help goes out, that the effort is truly magnificent. We have the second biggest delegation on the ground, the fastest working delegation on the ground because of our history of being able to mobilize and deploy and build field hospitals very, very quickly. So let me give you some updates. Our field hospital is up and running. We have a delegation of the ground, on the ground of over 450, including, of course, our elite Israeli Home Front Command. We have Zaka, we have United Hatzalah, we have the medical corps, we have our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we have smaller NGOs like IsraAid, we have ICL that do search and rescue in and around the Dead Sea area. We even have insurance company Harel. They've got their rescuers on the ground. So this is a combined effort from across this country, all walks of life, volunteering their efforts to ensure that if we can't recover as many civilians as possible, because time is effectively almost out for rescuing people alive, we're coming to pass that critical 72-hour period. We have managed to rescue about 17 civilians, but the recovery of souls, I'm going to use the Israeli definition, we don't talk in terms of bodies or people, we talk in terms of souls. These are people who had families who were alive just a couple of days ago. That is also critical for their family members to have some kind of closure. In addition to this, Israel has started to send food aid and other humanitarian aid. Those flights start departing today. So just an extraordinary effort in a really agonizing week. And of course, we're also looking at the situation in Syria with absolute heartbreak there. A Syrian civilian speaking to the White Helmets yesterday, who was speaking in turn to our public broadcaster, Khan, appealing to Israel for help, saying that everybody else has forgotten us, but we know that Israel would give us help if we asked.
That's incredible, because Israel's offered, but it has to go through intermediary. You know, I was thinking about Syria, and while the epicenter, and you know, you have a much worse situation in Turkey, Turkey's got a lot of access to aid internationally. Syria is still recovering from their war. They don't have a lot of the infrastructure, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of news coming out of Syria in terms of their rescue efforts. And I just think about, they're almost like the, I don't know, the unpopular child in the room.
Well, let's take a look at that, because it is very important that we understand the situation on the ground for Syria. First of all, a lot of the aid has to go in through intermediaries like the United Nations or the International Red Cross or the EU Commission because of sanctions on Syria. The US is prepared to momentarily lift sanctions in order to get aid in. But the problem is, say Syrians, is that the aid is actually being kept by the Assad regime and not being distributed, which of course is a massive problem. We know the Palestinians are sending in a delegation of rescuers and medics. This is important to acknowledge that their efforts and their help on the ground. Palestinians have also sent 35 rescue personnel to Turkey as well. South Africa has sent 69. But the situation on the ground for Syria is very, very different. You know, as we speak, I've got Israel Channel 12 on. The Syrian blogger is the one who is recorded on air saying that Israel would give us aid. Israel's prepared to give us aid. We've been lied to, you know, all this time by a regime who wants to promote hatred, but we know Israel will give aid. Israel is trying to get our humanitarian aid through intermediaries, as you said. And we can't forget that Israel has given aid to Syria in the past. During the peak of the civil war, we launched Operation Good Neighbor at great risk to our soldiers, sending them in under cover of darkness every night to extract civilians, to bring them into Israel for medical care. And we also managed to evacuate many white helmet rescue personnel and get them and their families safely to Jordan, and then from Jordan to wherever they went to afterwards. That was all done through Israel. So this is an area where it doesn't matter if we have diplomatic relations or not. If that call to help goes out, Israel will respond.
Amazing. Can we please talk about this controversial Kotel bill? So tell us about this controversial Kotel bill, because I didn't know that Jews held the copyright on relationships with God.
Well, apparently this is a memo that only Shas seemed to get, and your sentiments were echoed yesterday by the head of our National Unity Party, Benny Gantz, as well as members of the Likud, who took huge exception to a proposal put forward by Shas that said that they would put heavy fines of up to about 10,000 shekels, I am not joking with you, or jail time for anybody who is dressed immodestly at the Kotel. They didn't exactly state what they consider immodest dress. And any woman who wants to wear a talit, we believe that this was specifically aimed at the women of the wall who support egalitarian prayer. Now, don't forget that egalitarian prayer has been a major issue. And even before this past government, the Lapid government, the Lapid-Bennett government, the then PM and now PM Netanyahu allocated an area for egalitarian prayer, specifically because the issue has caused massive chasms between Israel and diaspora communities, in particular the United States. But also, the bill proposed by Shas wanted to shut down egalitarian prayer, but no sooner had they put forward this proposal, it had been shut down by members of the Likud, members of the opposition, and Netanyahu coming out very quickly to say the status quo at the Kotel will remain as is, that there will be no changes. And this bill was proposed by Aryeh Deri, who we can't forget. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about his there being a court ruling that says he can't be a minister in our government. Yeah. So
what happened with that? Did I kind of like black out and miss some important developments? Why is he still a minister?
Well, he's not a minister, but he is still a member of Knesset, and he still does head the Shas party.
Right.
But many say that this wasn't strong enough a ruling by the Supreme Court. What should have happened, he should have been kicked out of the government, bichlal. I can't think of the English word.
Okay, bichlal works. Rolene, you know what amazes me? I'm an observant Orthodox Jew, right? What I do in my life in terms of stringencies, not doing this, not eating milk and meat together, keeping Shabbos or whatever, that is nobody else's business but mine. I cannot impose my lifestyle on you or on anybody else, or not you specifically, but on anybody else. And who are these people to start imposing all these regulations? The whole point of Judaism is to conquer your own self, right?
Well, I think if you can frame what you've just said, translate it into Hebrew, and please send it to Aryeh Deri, because that is exactly the sentiment that Israelis have expressed. The leader of the National Unity, Benny Gantz, yesterday saying, no individual Jew or stream of Judaism owns the right to the Kotel.
Yes, but they do own the right to God, apparently.
Apparently so. Apparently, Aryeh Deri doesn't seem to be getting a lot of memos these days.
You know, Rolene, you know, this reminds me of a very famous question. Do you know what the difference is between God and the Shas party? God doesn't think he's the Shas party. That's
Ladies
all I have to
gentlemen,
say.
Kathy
Kaler. Rolene Marks, I'm so disappointed in world leaders right now. People who are in leadership who have been given the huge honor of being leaders, and they're not. And it just frustrates me. So I'm sorry that I'm venting.
Maybe the mother orcas are onto something, Kathy.
Yes. Let's raise you know what, Rolene, I'm going to wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you very,
Shabbat
very
shalom,
much.
Shabbat Shalom, guys. And on that note, we wish you all Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, including finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property, and getting it rental ready. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa for private meetings. Contact Barry Cohen via WhatsApp on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.